JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, youth from St. Catherine communities benefit from cadet training. And later in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, The Gig. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. A group of at-risk youth from the neighboring St. Catherine communities of Taws Meadows and Ellerslie Gardens, aged 10 to 17 years, recently benefited from a 6-week cadet corps training program. The community development program was launched from a need to address behavioral issues among the young men in the communities. Community Action Officer for the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, Kareem Morrison, says the project was conceptualized by the Taws Meadows Parenting Group, which had long wanted to start a cadet corps in the community.
They see where there was serious behavioral deficiencies in especially young males in the communities of Taws Meadows and Ellerslie Gardens, and they thought it would be prudent to launch a program like this.
Community Action Officer for the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, Kareem Morrison. This initiative was made possible through a $250,000 grant from the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, with support from the United Kingdom Department for International Development. 25 young men from each community were engaged during the sessions conducted by officers from the Jamaica Constabulary Force and Royal Mission Cadet Corps. At the end of the training, they were inducted as cadets.
They instilled the proper discipline, such as timeliness, neatness, capacity building training, life skills training, personal development, etiquette, all of those things were a part of it. The community started looking at these guys in a different way. Parents see their children in a new light.
Community Action Officer for the Citizen Security and Justice Program, Kareem Morrison.
In my opinion and in my view, the training is good, kind of rough, but how to stand attention, how to squat, discipline, have manners. My mom feel proud of me.
Participant Omaro Hastings.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is the roadmap for making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Corinne Watson, and I want to tell you about the gig. It is actually made from wood, and it has a triangular shape, but the triangular is round. It has a round triangular shape. We put a nail to the end of the triangle, to one end of the triangle. Then we get a piece of cord, and we wind it around the gig. The nail first, and then a portion of the gig. And then we would spin. We would let go of the gig and then it would dance in a circle of motion. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica.
You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.